I think what people in the group would be most interested in, you know, as a just little short part here, is first the optimism that I think is the most valuable part and the foundation for the technical responses. Because if people, you know, if people feel like there's nothing to do, this sends a signal to your physical cells to not work as well as too. And the emotion hurts your immune system. So when you're spreading optimism, that's incredibly great. And then building on that, what you're basically saying, and you said in the main show, which will now be a week ago, is that the basics of taking care of your immune system, which means taking care of your health, is not different for each disease.
Nope. It's all the same, and we've known it all along.
Yeah.
Go back to our natural practices. Go back. Our soil is depleted of minerals. We have to clean up our entire ecosystem because our animals are sick, so they're no longer good for food. Our plants are sick. They're GMO. They're no longer good for food. And that's why we see this explosion in obesity. So we've got to really simplify our life. And that's just basically good old-fashioned clean eating, the way your grandmother used to do it. My great grandmother was Cherokee Indian, so we follow our Indian traditions, and that's what, you know, we can go back to doing again
and get some movement. Don't just sit in one spot the whole time,
right?
Exercise, right? And you said
going out to the pool as soon as I make David some dinner.
I know, and sunlight.
Sunlight, vitamin D.
You know, the conventional story is that sunlight has been discovered, it will kill you.
Nope.
So never go in the sun.
Right.
Right. So
and this is what people have done. They've put that sunscreen on that blocks the rays that God gave you to convert vitamin D into its active form. And you can't take a pill and fix it because the cell has to hold so much vitamin D. And we don't know which cells are which and which cells have to hold different kinds.
There are doctors out there saying going in the sun doesn't work. You must take pills of vitamin D.
Nope.
And I think the reason it doesn't work is you cover your whole body and go out in the sun and think it's going to get through the clothes.
Correct. And or you put that sunscreen on.
That some of those sunscreens become carcinogenic.
Correct.
Only when they're hit by sunlight.
Correct. And so we've got to, I get my antioxidants from the inside out. I'm drinking some really nice beta carotene compared juices and things like that from natural products, ancient herbal fruits. And I go out in the sun and I never burn. I mean, rarely burn. And I'm very healthy when I go out.
Have you written down anywhere your basic health protocol?
No, but I can.
I don't want to give you more work to do.
Yeah, I do.
I think a lot of people would be interested. It's not, you know, ultimately they have to tune into their own body.
Yeah.
And they can't just absolutely go by something that's written. But it could give them a clue.
Right. We're going to try and do that on our website, plaguethebook.com. We're going to have a page for different groups of people because we can see what helps some and the others. And what's important about that is every day is not the same. So I don't take the same vitamin all the time. I alter my foods. I don't eat the same thing. I listen to my body, you know.
And what about if your body needs to fast someday?
I do that as well.
Yeah.
And I almost always intermittent fast. That's number one.
Right.
I drink nothing but black coffee and clean water, clean black coffee, clean coffee. Cause there's an awful lot of mycoplasma. Well, never do you want decaffeinated coffee. It's chemical coffee. Ooh, bad.
You heard of this water?
Yeah.
Mountain Valley. It's all over the country. It's really good. Right.
Mountain Valley. Yeah. So drinking clean waters, and we drink a lot of Fiji too, or some Fiji. One of the things I tend to do is I take a teaspoon of non-aluminum containing baking soda and put it in about 8 ounces of Fiji water first thing every morning.
Yeah.
And just drink it down. It's disgusting, but it takes down my inflammation. It normalizes the pH. So
this is where you have to tune into your individual body.
Correct. And I just do it every day.
Yeah.
And sometimes I forget. But I can tell when my throat, when you can hear my, I have what I call eosinophilia, the Barrett's esophagus, the eosinophil, a type of white blood cells traffic to sites of tissue injury like your throat.
So does this make your voice sound
cracky?
Blocked or?
Yeah, cracky. Okay. And I'll often lose my voice like Bobby Kennedy. And it's interesting because Bobby just realized that his voice issues, and we get polyps on the vocal cord. My sister had those. He realized that those were that a flu vaccine started that process.
Wow.
It starts the process from inflammation, and inflammation that goes unchecked.
Hasn't it been interesting to watch his progression of understanding from mercury was the only thing, and then he got into, I think he's at the point or close to it where he's questioning all the vaccines now.
I think so. And that was pretty clear in the foreword he wrote for our book.
I'd like to see him be naturally cured of his voice thing. I think that would be
great. There are a lot of people who will do it for him. He's like me. Everybody's like, Dr. Judy, we can help you. And I'm like, no, I'm busy. So we're busy. We'll solve the world's problems and then we'll worry about us. Okay.
It's not exactly. Yeah.
It's not about me. I know how to fix it, but I also have to get sick first.
Okay.
In order for me to develop my protocols.
Right. Then you'll know the problem that you have to solve. This is going to be really good. We have to decide where we can put it, which we'll work on that. And maybe you can share it too.
And sure.
If we give you the links and stuff.
Yeah, I put them on plaguethebook.com.
Perfect. Perfect.
So I see my web mistress on Wednesday nights at 6.
Okay.
We have our team meetings then. So we try to help.
We just get to have fun inspiring people.
Right. And I'll send you those slideshows that I've been looking at that explain it too.
And those are okay to promote, right?
Oh, sure. Most of them are on the website.
Perfect.
Okay. So whenever I give a talk, I don't often tell you in advance where I'm going, if I'm going somewhere physically.
Again, that's good. That's good.
It's not good for me.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Well, let's stay in touch and have a good
time. Thank you, Dr. Judy.
Thank you, Doug.
Okay. Have a good night.
See you soon.
Okay, see you soon.